All right, thank you very much. And hello again, radio friends. How in the world are you? Yes, that little greeting establishes the fact that this is indeed your good friend Bob Cook, and I'm delighted to be back with you. Some of you listen just as you wake up, and some of you are preparing breakfast or packing lunches, and some are driving to work, and some are just getting home from work at the midnight hour because this broadcast is heard at different times of the day and of the evening. Wherever you are, beloved, and whatever you're doing, I want to tell you that I'm your friend, and I love you, and I pray for you. And we're going to look at the Word of God and try to put a handle on it so that you can get hold of it for yourself. Look with me at 1 Peter 5, verse 10. We're in the middle of the verse where Peter is praying for these folk that God may make them perfect, establish them, strengthen, and settle them. The last time we got together, we were thinking about this word strengthen. God gives you strength. Now there is a factor that is not entirely understood. You've all heard of the heroism of some slightly built man or woman who didn't really have the ordinary power to lift a great weight under the stimulation of some great crisis, actually lifting a person much larger than himself or herself and rescuing them from, say, a burning building or something of that nature. Now, how does this happen? How is it that a person who normally would not be able to do something, on occasion, has surprising reservoirs of strength? Well, I don't suppose the scientists yet have a complete answer to that. They can talk to you about the flow of certain glandular secretions that make your heart beat faster and that make you more alert and more active and so on. I know. But after all, they don't tell you what really happens in those muscular tissues to make it possible for a person to do something unusual, something that couldn't otherwise be done. May I submit to you that Jesus Christ, by the indwelling Holy Spirit of God, does the work of strengthening you so that you're able to bear the burdens that would otherwise crush you, so that you're able to do the things by way of obedience to His command concerning which you would otherwise falter and fall back. God does strengthen you. I quote for you again the verse that we used in the last broadcast we had together. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me, strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. See, God will give you the power to do what He tells you to do. This, I think, is a truth that no one can successfully argue with. God will give you the power to do what He asks you to do. Oh, how do you apply that to your own life? Well, I think the first step has to do with giving yourself to God as you are. I visited with my precious friend Bill Bright just the other day. He and I were seated at a breakfast occasion in connection with the Friends of Israel breakfast held during the Religious Broadcasters Convention in Washington at the end of January, the beginning of February. There we were, seated together, and I always try to learn something from Bill when I'm with him because he is such a sanctified container of wisdom, you know, and just it is an experience of joy just to be with him. So I was asking him something about the beginnings of his work and the development of his life in the early days. He told me that he was in business when the Lord spoke to his heart about Christian work. He'd graduated from university, and now he had given his heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said there came a day when Vonette, that's Mrs. Bright, Vonette and I, he said, signed a contract with God, wherein we said that at that point and forevermore, we were giving all that we are and all that we have and all that we can do to God. He said, we wrote it out as a contract and we signed our names to it. And from that time on, nothing was held as ours, but rather held as his. He said, not very long after, as he was in prayer, the whole idea of what is now called Campus Crusade for Christ came to him and opened up in his thinking. And he began to think and plan in the direction of those God-guided moves that have resulted in a vast, far-flung missionary enterprise affecting not only the campuses of colleges and universities in our country, but also far-reaching evangelism across the world. So far, as a matter of fact, that the concept of evangelizing the whole world by year 2000 took shape and is now being promoted not only by Dr. Bright, but by many others. All of it grew out of commitment. I guess what I'm saying is that if you want God to strengthen you, you'll have to bring yourself to Him 100% just as you are. The old-fashioned expression about having your portrait painted realistically was, you want to paint the person as he is, warts and all. You remember that old expression? Well, I guess that's what we have to do when we're coming to deal with God, beloved. He doesn't want a gussied-up kind of an appearance that hides our flaws and makes light of our errors and explains our mistakes and our shortcomings. God wants us to give ourselves to Him just as we are. Well, does the hymn writer say, just as I am without one plea, but that Thy blood was shed for me, and that Thou bidst me come to Thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, Thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, really, because Thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come. Now, strengthening starts with commitment. Yes, it does. It starts with commitment. That ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, Paul says. Then it continues with obedience, that ye might walk, that means how you live every day, that ye might live every day worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. First commitment, then obedience. Have you given thought recently to doing what God wants you to do? Much of our praying has to do with what we're asking God to do for us. Wouldn't you agree? But have you given any thought recently, and any prayer, and any waiting on God, in considering the question, Lord, what wilt Thou have me to do? Mother interrupted her little boy's evening prayers where he was saying, God, do this and God, do that. She tapped the youngster on the shoulder and she said, Sonny boy, don't bother giving orders. Just report for duty. That ye might walk, means live every day, worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. How do you get to know God better? By doing what He tells you. How simple the Word of God is and how profoundly it affects our life if we just take it seriously. The problem with most Christians, professed Christians and otherwise, is that we do not get serious about the Word of God. You want to know God better? Why, He said, just do what He tells you, and you'll know Him better, and you'll be fruitful in good works. That's the second thing. First, the commitment of faith, where you turn yourself over to Him. Second, the obedience of faith. And third, the miraculous strengthening of God's Holy Spirit, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. strengthened with all might. The number of words for power in the New Testament, and Paul uses some of them here. He uses the verb that means the kind of strength that doesn't get tired, and he uses the word that we call the bulldozer word, that just never quits and is never held back by anything. What a tremendous array of power God has for the believer. Let me look at it myself here in my Greek New Testament a second, will you? Strengthened with all might, it's verse 11 of Colossians 1. Now he uses the word dunamis. And we get our word dynamic and dynamite from that. And that's the word that I told you a moment ago, never quits, never gives up. It's like the power, the shining of the sun. Strengthened with all. And then he uses the word kratos, which is the bulldozer word for power. The kind that just chews up the mountains. You have that combination then of all of the power of God available for you and for me. You never give up. You don't have to worry about burnout, beloved, when God keeps on refreshing you. Paul said, though our outward man perish, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. God can renew you. They that wait on the Lord, the Bible says, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. To fly, to run, to walk. Everything you need in strength is given you by your blessed Lord. What is it that God said to Paul when he was asking for relief from what he called his thorn in the flesh? For this thing he said, I besought the Lord thrice. Three times he had extended periods of fasting and prayer, no doubt, in seeking God's relief for this condition. But he said unto me, Paul continues, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength, there you have it, is made perfect in your weakness. So Paul goes on then and says, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmity, my weakness, that God's strength might be made perfect. See, there you have it. Oh, listen, strengthen. What is it? First, commitment. Second, obedience. Third, take it by faith. And what happens? He says, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. God will make a difference in your character when he strengthens your spirit. Dear Father, I pray that we might be strengthened with that commitment that lets God work his almighty work and power through us to the glory of our Lord Jesus. I pray in his name. Amen. Till I meet you once again by way of radio, walk with the King today and be a blessing.
You've just heard Walk with the King, the ministry of Dr. Robert A. Cook. This program is listener-supported. For more information or to find out how you can help contribute to this ministry, write to us at Walk with the King, P.O. Box 43, Trumbull, Connecticut, 06611, or visit us on the web at walkwiththeking.org. Thank you for your support of this ministry. This has been broadcast number 7198. Thank you for listening to Walk with the King.